Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west, and another future Hall of Famer, first ballot, no doubt about it, Hall of Famer, has chosen to play for the Washington Commanders. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. How do you do?
I am doing well, Mr. Finley. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, dude. I think, last night, all week we've been consumed with the Terry McLaurin stuff, yeah. Right? And their fans, I think, have been really worried about the edge position kind of throughout the offseason.
They have been.
I mean, that's been – until the Terry thing kind of kicked up to another gear, the biggest concern is how are you going to generate pass rush? You lost Dante Fowler. How are you going to get this done?
Uh-huh.
And you and I talked about this way back. Like, you know, there are some of these veterans out there. You wonder how much these guys are going to want to do summer off-season stuff, but as camp gets closer, who could make sense?
Yeah.
And to add a guy like Von Miller, I mean, just to go through his resume, 8-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro, 2-time Super Bowl champ, the MVP of Super Bowl 50, when the Broncos defense just shredded Cam Newton and the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Member of the Hall of Fame All-2010s team, number 2 overall pick by Denver back in the 2011 draft. I'm not pretending the Von Miller they're getting is the Von Miller that wrecked Cam Newton in that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay? But the Von Miller they're getting last season was still quite good.
Hey, I think he played 11 games. He had 8 sacks?
6.
6?
Yeah.
They had 8 the whole year, though.
No. 6 last year.
Not what I promise. Go ahead.
But still, it's not just about sacks. Like, we can't honestly, Dante Fowler had double-digit sacks last season. But he was probably overall a negative for the team, honestly. Like, on one of those big Saquon runs, go back and watch it. Dante Fowler gets blocked into Bobby Wagner and takes him out of the play. If you look at Von Miller's year last season, 6 sacks, 7 tackles for loss, 8 hits, only playing about 25% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Pro Football Focus, which I don't always love to reference, but PFF thought he was really good last year. 10th in pass rush win rate.
Yep.
I mean, 10th in the league. He's winning on his pass rushes 17.6% of the time. A guy like Trey Hendrickson only won 20% of the time.
What
Miles
happens,
Garrett's at 23.
What happens is you get all those big dudes in the middle, he gets on the edge one-on-one with a lot of tackles. Von Miller may be older. He's still more athletic than most tackles out there.
Totally.
And for me, I don't look at the fact of just what Von Miller can do. I look at what Von Miller can do for other people. There are young pass rushers on this team that we're going to be counting on when Von is done with the league. And 1 year with him is better than 1 year with just a coach. Or 2 or 3 years with the coach. watching him every day work and watch the things he does, as I was telling Jeff earlier, when I was younger watching Ernest Biner and Kelvin Bryant, I didn't ask a lot of questions at first. All I did was one day I see them do something and they win. Then I see them win again. You know what I did the next day? The same stuff they did. And then I began to do it over and over again, and it became a part of my repertoire. And I think that happens for the young guys. We always talk about how the veteran guys are good for the young guys. It's not necessarily what you say. It's what you do. And if he goes out there and starts doing, they can start taking some of those weapons of pass rushes and add that to their holster, then it makes them a better player. So, you know, just like having Bobby Wagner on his team, very much what Von Miller can be.
Well, that's what I was going to say is I watched last year the impact Wagner had in the locker room. And honestly, the relationship that Wagner and Jaden developed, I thought was so healthy. It was a total big bro, little bro. They were always like kind of talking S to each other, always talking about basketball. They grew up in the same part of the country.
Yeah.
Wagner just commanded the locker room. Like, I'm not trying to make a weird pun because of the Commanders. Like, he really has this gravitas to him. And I think that really, really added to a defense that was okay. Mm-hmm. But in big moments, they had a guy to calm them down. And this team had a lot of big moments. And yes. I think Miller will only add to that. And B, it's funny, what you just said made me think about Art Monk. I mean,
hell yeah.
What was his impact on you when you got into the league?
Man, just like I said, it's not about what the guys say. Art didn't say much. Art talked more yesterday to all of you and the different shows he was on than he's talking his whole damn life.
I put that moment with you and Art on TV. I thought that was really cool.
But the cool thing is, thanks. The cool thing, when you watch professionals, like, as Ray Brown would say, when you watch a pro, you learn from the pro. You do what the pro does. You don't watch a pro and then you have to go ask questions. When you see what he does, you try to go do what he's doing.
Right.
And that's what Von Miller is a pro. And listen, I'm not trying to sit up here and act like Von Miller is Michael Parsons right now.
Right.
He was once Michael Parsons. But what did Gary Clark say yesterday? He was much better at 4'6 than he was at 4'3. So Von Miller might just be a little better because of his savvy, his intelligence on the field than he was when he was a young, fast dude. Because you learn stuff as you get older, you know. And I'm not necessarily just worried about him because he's probably here a year and he's gone. But there's somebody else that's going to be here that we're going to have to count on at one point this year, probably another point next year and the next year. And they may learn something from this dude while he's here.
Totally. And I think let's be crystal clear to everybody listening, everybody on the YouTube, when people listen to this on podcast, whatever it is, we're not saying Von Miller is going to break out for 14 sacks next year. I don't expect that.
Nobody
I think
said
he's going to be pretty limited snap count. I think you're thinking 25, maybe 30% of snaps.
But a guy that can have impact in 25% of snaps, that's great.
Well, and B, we could talk about the 6 sacks, the pressure rate, all that stuff. What Joe Witt and Dan Quinn have talked about all the time, and Joe Witt goes hard. I love listening to Joe Witt because there is zero sugarcoating with that dude. What they talked about over and over and over again, and you're going to hear it later in the show when we talk to Warren Sharp, the defense did not make enough big plays. They didn't generate enough turnovers, and that's something that Witt and Quinn teams do, right?
Yeah.
They generate turnovers. And the biggest play Von Miller made last year wasn't one of the sacks in the regular season. It was in that Ravens win over the Bills. He grabbed a fumble and almost house-called it. Like he had a, I want to say it was like a 40-yard fumble recovery, like a 40-yard run on a fumble recovery. He has a knack for big plays throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one knock that is pretty silly. In 2021, that Rams Super Bowl run, remember the Rams traded for him kind of at the deadline?
Mm-hmm.
In the playoffs, he had 4 sacks in 4 games in that Super Bowl run. Forced a fumble, had a fumble recovery, 6 TFLs. I understand that was 4 years ago now, but the people that want to say he's injury prone, I think you're incorrect on that. In the last 2 years, he's played 25 games. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get 12, 13 games out of him, and you're getting, I don't know, say it's 30% of snaps, and he's able to make an impact in those, and say he creates, say there's a strip sack in there, like, this is a 1 year. I don't know that it's veteran minimum. Von Miller might command more than veteran minimum, but I bet it's incentive laden, mm-hmm. and I want to dispel the injury plague thing. And I also, for the folks that are like, well, how does this impact Terry?
It has nothing to do with Terry. And say what I had that conversation with Jeff. Like, people have to realize you have money slotted for positions for the most part. He's not affecting that receiver position. Has nothing to do with it. And, you know, they could do a veteran minimum deal with some incentives. Because whatever he gets, he doesn't count all of that even against the cap, even if it's a small number. It counts a lower number against the cap. And I think people have to realize that and stop. Everything is not the same in the NFL, believe me. There's so many little different things that they do and how they could do things to where one thing affects the other at all.
Totally, man. I think here's the thing to remember with McLaurin. They're working on a contract extension. Contract extensions are complicated. Free agency is pretty easy, right? You get to the tampering period. You see who makes you offers. You figure out where you want to play, who's giving you the most cash, what's the best deal, and you kind of play them off each other. That's easy. Extensions are complicated because Terry's already under contract for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably want to convert some non-guaranteed money to guaranteed money. Then you got to figure out, all right, well, what's the salary in the extension? What are the guarantees in the extension? When do the guarantees hit in the extension? What's guaranteed at signing? What's guaranteed year two? What's guaranteed on the third day of the third of the league year in 2028? Like, that is complicated stuff.
Yeah.
And if they're far apart on the money to begin with, that only further complicates it. The Miller deal is going to be pretty darn straightforward.
100.
I also think I want to play this audio from Zach Ertz the other day where he was on with Kay Adams. But B, what does it say about this organization? Like, Von Miller's not going to sign with the Panthers. He's not a dude that is just chasing another check.
He sees how close they are. You know, he sees how close they are, and also. Listen, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, has a reputation. You know who else has a reputation? Cliff Kingsbury. And his student has a great reputation. That's what people want to be with. You know, Von's a defensive player. Not going to be on the same side of the ball with Jaden, but he knows that dude is a problem for people. And if we could just get the ball to him more often, everybody else going to have a problem with us. So that's why people want to sign here, because this team is the up-and-coming team. This team has that chance. You know, you got a guy in his second year, people are already talking about top 10. A lot of people say top 5. That says a lot.
Well, and if you look at these vets they've brought in, and dude, people get caught up in the average age of the roster. One thing I want to point out, your three specialists on this team mm-hmm. are driving the age up pretty good. Between Tress, Gay, and Ott, they're all in their 30s.
Yeah.
And, like, how long did Sean Landetta play, B? Was he 40?
Sean Landetta played 20-plus years in pro football. He was in the USFL for about 3 years or 4 years, whatever it was. Then he played 20 years, I think, or more in the NFL. Sean Landetta played a long damn time.
Like, I'm not trying to discount that they have some older veterans on this team, but when you average out the age, you know who the oldest dude on the team is?
Ooh.
The third string quarterback. Like, Josh Johnson is 39. So that's going to drive your numbers way up. In an ideal world, Josh Johnson doesn't play a snap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Josh Johnson, Nick Ballore, who's primarily a special teamer, is 36. Tress is 35. Ott is 33. that Mariota's your backup. He's 31. Like, that is going to drive this roster age way up.
You know
what? I'm not pretending like they don't have other older veterans, but, like, just allow that to saturate a
little. I know the world has changed and the NFL and everything. What was the average age of the 1991 Super Bowl team?
White Brian, see if you can ask.
I guarantee that age was up there.
Yeah, and they were one of the best teams of all time.
And many people think it's the best of all time.
Now, I mean, their two biggest offseason acquisitions in Debo and Laremy Tunsil are 29 and 30, respectively. So they're going for veterans. They also had a roster that was pretty bare bones that they're trying to rebuild through the draft and on the fly. 91, White Brian, when the last Redskins Super Bowl. Good God. I think nobody's pretending that Von Miller is – Lawrence
White Brian
Taylor
said he wasn't born then, dog. He don't know what the hell they did. He cheered for their opponent.
But I do think, to me, this makes a ton of sense. And for folks that were upset they didn't bring Fowler back, I mean, straight up, would you rather have Fowler or Miller?
I think Miller can give you what Fowler gave you completely.
All right,
and also plays better against the run.
I don't think Von Miller's going to be out there in run situations very often. I think there's a reason, like, when it's tush-push time against the Eagles, and there will be tush-push time against the Eagles, I think that's when you see Eddie Goldman. You know what I mean? Like, I think they now believe, I mean, that D-line, I mean, let's just rattle off the names. Kinlaw, Wise, Payne, Newton, Goldman, Dorrance Armstrong. Now you add Von Miller. I mean, that's eight dudes that will have, like, roles. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Sheldon Day's still there. Like, you've got guys that will have roles, and then you've got younger guys that can be pass rushers. Nobody's saying it's perfect, but I think this is an addition of a veteran. You still have Farrell. Jalen Holmes, I thought, gave them real good snaps down the stretch last year. I know you like Jacob Martin's tape from Chicago. To me, it's a veteran ad, doesn't cost you much, and it makes a ton of sense.
Yep.
For
I have no issue with the day.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the text thread, all right, so White Brian says the average, you want to guess, or I guess you could look. White Brian says the average age of that 91 Skins team was 26.2.
What is the one now?
30, probably 30.
I don't think it's 30. 30. It's 26 something.
Give us that number.
I thought it was 26.7 or something like that. You got all them young dudes on the team, too, now. You got Jaden is 23. Mikey is 21.
It's 27.5, which is the highest in the NFL.
And I think it's no different. It don't make no difference.
I do wonder, though, B, after you sign Von Miller, understanding how different the situations are, like almost an ocean of difference, I don't know that the Commanders are playing the age card with Terry in these negotiations. Seems a little harder to do it.
But as I told Jeff again, Jeff and I had an extensive conversation. You're paying Von a 1 year, very, very low contract compared to what everybody else is. Terry's contract is going to be a large contract for multiple years, whether it's 2, 3, 4, whatever. Those two things can't be compared, and if the age thing don't make a difference in that. You got a guy that's going to come in and play 25%, as you stated, and another guy that's going to be your main guy. I mean, they can try and play it, but as Gary said yesterday, where the hell is he – where is he shown to be dropping off?
Right.
You know?
And think about it this way, too. They had Wagner last year. He obviously played for DQ in Seattle. They had Ertz last year. He and Kingsbury are super tight from their time together in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
You add Von Miller now. Well, Adam Peters was in Denver as a scout when they drafted him. And Peters worked his way up there as Von Miller. I mean, Peters has a couple Super Bowl rings, and they're from his time with the Patriots and the Broncos. Like, Peters knows this dude. Peters went and got Debo this offseason. That's another dude he scouted coming out of college, and he knows as a human. I don't think this is accidental. If I had to guess, AP probably texted Vaughn back in March and was like, hey, you let me know when the time's right. Let's talk.
Yeah, we might come get and you, dog.
I think for the Edge angst crowd, you maybe you're, and we're going to let Jeff talk here in a minute. We're going to actually open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How do you feel about Von Miller? Do you feel a lot better where this football team is now? Let's take calls next. We'll let Jeff react next. We'll run through all of it. Before we go, though, got to tell you about our good friends at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They've got 7 locations all over Northern Virginia. Whatever it is you're looking for, any make, any model, any certified used vehicle, they can take great care of you. They've been doing it over 100 years in the DMV. When you do something like that, when you go that long, like Von Miller, you know you're good at it. That's how you stay in the NFL, and that's how you stay in the car business. I've bought a bunch of cars from Orsman Automotive of Virginia. B has bought about 1,000 Kias from Billy and Chantilly. We trust our families with these guys. You should, too. Plus, B, they got that Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yep, I absolutely love the Orsman Lifetime Edge. They give you up to $1,500 in extras, including the complimentary car wash at every scheduled maintenance. Hell, I was supposed to pick my car up yesterday and say, nope, Mr. Mitchell, we're not going to give it to you. Come back tomorrow. We have to detail it. They wouldn't give it to me because it was dirty. The other people would just give it to you dirty, won't care about it. They also give you a loaner car with every major maintenance and a lifetime engine guarantee. And that's more good news. If you have a car to sell, take it to Orsman. They'll pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. Everybody else try to nickel and dime you down. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I. Two beyond satisfied Orsman customers. Let's ride together.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can listen to us as you're driving around on your radio. You can listen to us on the free Odyssey app. You can listen to us on iHeart. You can listen to us on TuneIn. You can listen to us as a podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Pods, all of it. You can also watch us on the stream. B. looking damn good today.
I look good every day, though. Natural, though.
Open these phones, 800-636-1067. Also want to hear from the aquarium. But I feel like I want to stress this because a lot of times we've given AP a ton of credit, and maybe DQ doesn't always get the credit because Jaden is an offensive player and we think about Cliff a lot. The way Dan Quinn treats his veterans and really just treats his players, but the way he knows to take care of veterans – I think it's a huge part in Von Miller choosing to come to Washington. And if you don't think Von Miller had a choice, I think you're nuts. I think Von Miller had choices. Zach Ertz talking to Kay Adams about what it's like playing for DQ.
But I would say Coach Quinn is probably the best coach I've been around in front of the team and being himself and bringing energy and holding guys accountable at the same time. I think he is a truly, truly a difference maker in this league. And I don't know if you can say that about every single coach, that they're a difference maker with their team. But I think Coach Quinn truly elevates all of our performances, and not only on Sundays, but truly every day. And so for me, being around him in particular has really opened my eyes to how good he is. You know, I was never with him. I never played with him before I got out here. But immediately you knew that he was a difference maker in this league.
I think that's a big factor here. Let's let some folks on the phone lines chime in here. Start with Pat in Mechanicsville. Pat, how you feel about the Von Miller signing?
Man, you got to love it. Like you say, it's more about it than the stats. I mean, it's what he can teach these guys. Maybe if he just pulls a guy aside and says, hey, I noticed if you did this test technique or something like that, you might be more effective, you know. It's all about teaching, man, teaching. And then maybe if he retires, maybe he might want to join them as a coach or something. And, hey, I Googled, you said 1991 Super Bowl, the average age?
Yeah.
I Googled it and it said 28.1.
Well, take your issue with White Brian. I don't know. Thank you for the call, Pat. Appreciate you, bud.
Teams, they know what Von Miller is capable of. The other teams don't say, oh, he's older, don't worry about him. They are going to worry about him when he's on the field. That helps your game planning as well.
Totally. And they know they're probably only going to see him when they really don't want to see him.
Yeah.
When it's a third and long, and they're trying to figure something out. Let's go to the phones. Mike is in Woodstock. Mike, how you feeling about the Von Miller signing?
Man, so I'm almost 40, and this brings me back to 1999, 2000, when we signed Bruce Smith. This is kind of what it feels like to me. I don't know if you guys have brought this up yet or not. I just got on the got in the car, turned you guys on. But this feels like Bruce Smith to me, man, and I don't know if he's going to stick around for a year, 3 years, 4 years, but going back 20-something years, that's what it feels like to me, man.
I don't know if it's the Bruce Smith thing.
Well, can I say something?
I think Bruce Smith, Dion, Jeff George, Mark Carrier. It was Carrier? Yeah, not Mark Carrier. Yeah, Mark Carrier. All those guys were signed a lot of money, tons of money, just to be Dan showing off I'm his new toy. This is not what this is about.
Yeah, I think the money was very different. It's also worth pointing out, if people want to bring up the Bruce Smith thing, he had 10 sacks in 2000, his first year in Washington.
Yeah.
Like, he had double-digit sacks his first year here. I mean, in his 4 years in Washington, he largely played every game. He missed two games over 4 years. And with the Skins, over four seasons, he had 29 sacks. 10 sacks, 5 sacks, 9 sacks, 5 sacks. I'm not saying sacks are the only measure, but it's not crazy to – like, if you want to look back on the Bruce Smith, Dan, what did they call it, like the Fortune 2000 Redskins because he spent all that money?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the same thing. I don't think the money would be at all comparable. But Bruce Smith showed up and had 10 sacks. Like, if Von Miller gets 10, everybody's going to be fired up.
You're going to lose that damn mind.
Let's keep it going. Our guy Toothpick is on the line. What up, Pick?
Hey, what up, JP? Listen, man, I got to say that this literally is one of those strategic signings. It's not a hey, he's going to come in here and kill it signing. If Frankie Louvu is supposed to be our main guy. So Von Miller should get one-on-ones, and if it's versus the right player – then Von Miller should win, right? And the last thing I got to say is this. With the Terry situation, to me it sounded like he was hurt because of lack of communication and no communication. And I'm going to put it to you and Brian this way. If you walk in the house and don't talk to your wife for three days, there's going to be a problem, right? There's going to be some frustration had on her behalf, and that's what Terry expressed, was that frustration for lack of meaningful conversation, right?
All right, man.
Appreciate your pick. I don't think there is any difference in – I don't think there's really any similarities in the contract discussions with Terry and with Von Miller. I think these are very, very different situations. I do want to let my man Jeff chime in. I know he's answering phones, but you tell me – all right, Jeffrey, you want to say your piece here?
Hey, yo, I'm excited. I'm excited. Like, me and B were talking, and I was asking him about him. And Von, we already know he can still move. He can still be very effective in the game. And also, for the rookies, the sophomores that's there, and other guys on the team, they got someone they can learn from. They're doing it. They've done it at a high level. Yeah, he's older, but he can still move. I'm excited about it. I can't wait for football. I can't wait for Madden now. Boy, the Commander's about to be tight. Oh, I love this pickup.
What – I don't know if you can find this out right now, but what is Von Miller's Madden rating at this point?
Let me look it up. Hold one second.
Okay. so what was Jeff yelling at you about then, B?
He wasn't yelling. We were just talking,
and I was just asking – well, my point –
Jeff yelling at me, I put him on my – I'm spanking.
I don't know about that one. But nah. I was just asking him. I was like, why do people think it's an age issue with Terry if Adam Peters and the team show they believe in vets? So we was just having a conversation about that.
I bet you all.
I think
those,
it's also vets. They
all
know.
Those vets together make less than Terry and all their contracts than if he gonna make it 1 year.
Yeah,
that's why they look at. That's why they say it, because they always want to. They don't want to pay you what you're necessarily worth. They want to try to knock it, so they pick every little thing. And the age is the last thing they go for. Well, the first thing and the last thing.
Let's keep these phone lines hopping. Our guy Jaime in Manassas, Oarsman, Fairfax Toyota. Jaime, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I'm excited, brother. I'm excited. I didn't like the way the position looked going into training camp and going to the season, and I think we address it. This guy has a Hall of Fame, and he has a championship DNA. And you want more of these guys in the building. You want more of these guys in the locker room. I think there's plenty of the young fellows in defense that they can learn from Von Miller. And I think you guys mentioned it. The fact that he chose to come here to the Commanders, he's chasing also, you know, these type of guys. This guy can do whatever he wants when he retires. He's great on cameras. He's very knowledgeable, very likable, great, great player. And he chose to come here. We have a lot of games on prime time. We have a team that I think is edging closer to be a championship team. And it's great that he chose us, and I love it. I just want to see it. I want to see his leadership. I want to see his playing. He's going to be playing in spots. It's not Von Miller in his prime, but it's still very effective. And I love the pickup. I do.
Appreciate the call, Jaime. Go sell some Toyotas, dog. I think as long as people have reasonable expectations for this, there is room for real excitement. You know what I mean?
Yep. But, I mean, you know, it's going to be those people who will not have a reasonable expectation. If he goes out in the first game and have a sack, boy, they're going to lose their mind.
That's true. That's true. We're going to keep these phone lines going. We'll take one more right now. John is in Texas. Johnny, you like the Von Miller pickup?
Yes, sir. I absolutely do, because I live down here in cowgirl country behind enemy lines. And B, could you just imagine as a young player having the opportunity to play with two Hall of Famers?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that kid Medrano ought to be licking his chops, because he's going to gain a world of experience from playing with Miller and Wagner. Man, this is, you know, my hopes are tampered, but I can see the value in this. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Appreciate it, man. Can I just point one thing out quickly? Brian Mitchell, as a young player, did play with two Hall of Famers. I mean,
yeah, I did.
Art and Daryl were
three.
Who'd I miss? Forgive me for whoever I'm. Oh, and Russ. Right. Right. I mean, you go to that.
Drank a lot of Bud and Bud Light with Russ.
You talk about my biggest beef with the Nationals at this point is that organizationally they don't seem to have a commitment to winning. What they are building in Ashburn is all about winning games. And I think that just feels great. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep the phone lines open. Gearfax, Deacon, Rusty, stay on hold. We're coming back. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Me, Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are open. Von Miller is a commander. How we feeling, baby? Let's start with our guy, Rusty. Rusty, how you feeling about Von?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
What's happening,
yeah, buddy?
I told Jeff, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, I'd have probably already had the jersey on pre-order. However, what I think this does is something different. You know, I've been listening to the calls and the Bruce Smith comparisons, I think you guys were spot on with, you know, that was long-term money and stuff like that. I think this sends a statement to the entire league, and that statement is that, you know, number one, we're going to be adding players that are going to benefit us for the long haul of the individual season. When it comes down to, you talked about the 30% play and stuff like that, I think we will do everything, our coaching staff will do everything they can to save a guy like Von Miller for that playoff run. But I think it also kind of proves that our front office and our ownership group is, you know, kind of bringing in guys that are respected. That helps with our culture. That'll kind of bring up the entirety of the locker room and the team and everything like that. And it shows that you can kind of rebuild or retool on the fly. You don't really necessarily have to take a bunch of lumps in the short term. You can add these guys in on a year or two and really bring the team together as a whole that can compete instead of just having the young guys out there taking their licks and looking lost. I think it really sends a statement to the entire league about bringing a player like this on board.
Good call, Rusty. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man.
Keep these calls going. Our guy Gearfax on line one. Gearfax, you fired up?
Fellas.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, look, 100%, man. I think it's a no-lose situation. I mean, the guy, I don't think he can hurt us in any kind of way. So 100%, glad to see it. But, JP, you kind of touched on what I really want to say is, I know it's kind of apples and oranges as far as Terry's situation and what they're probably paying this guy. But let's just say for the sake of this conversation that the problem that they're having with Terry is the amount of years because of his age. What kind of message does that send to Terry? Like I say, it's apples and oranges, but at the end of the day, we're still talking about fruit. So this guy is the second best player on your team. And like I say, let's just say it is about his age. You're haggling with your second best player on your team because he's 29 and you don't want to give him extra time. But yet you turn around and right and bring in a guy who's 36. So as Terry's looking at it, how do you think he must feel? And that guy was about to cry almost, it seemed like, at that press conference.
Yeah,
he got pretty emotional. So, I mean, what must Terry be thinking?
It's a fair question, Gearfax. I'd love you to answer that.
I think Terry understands that it's two different situations. And he understands that his is backing up a Brinks truck. And this one here is bagging up a Tonka dump truck, a little yellow one that I had as a kid. You know what I mean? He understands that, but he also still knows they got to still build a team as good as they can. And I believe once he signs, all the stuff goes away. Side.
I agree with that latter part for sure.
Yeah.
You know, Terry may prefer that they were working on his deal rather than getting the Von deal done, but –
They don't do one Terry at a time. Said, they do multiple at a time.
Sure. You can walk and chew gum. Terry said the other day, dude, this is where I want to be. I want to win games. Like, so that portion of his brain is like, hell yeah, Von Miller helps us win games.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go to Quentin in Bethesda. What's up, Q?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
So I really like the addition of Von just from a leadership standpoint, even though, like, you know, he had some off-the-field incidents. But other than that, we have a young guy, the linebacker, so I think he can definitely provide some leadership. And then I know B-Mitch probably still hates me for saying Terry's a body catcher, but I was thinking that there's only 117 in the Washington fan base that we behold, and that's, you know, our boy Doug. So I think that has something to do with it that no one's thinking about. If he changes his number, we'll sign him tomorrow. I'll take y'all.
That take was dumber than you saying he's just a body catcher. You see how he rushed off the phone because he knew it was the stupidest thing in the damn world. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody's number. Please, dog. Stop. Some things are just so asinine. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of asinine, Comandante Tequila. How do you feel about the Von Miller signing?
Oh, I love it, man. Oh, my God. You believe me. When I first heard about it, I was like, damn, we're going to do this. You know, I love it. I definitely love it. And this brings more excitement for this coming year to the teams that we're going to play. We're going to have a rough season this year because look at all the teams we're going to play, you know, and this is going to help a whole lot, definitely for the defense and the offense. But in the defense side, it's going to help a whole lot. I see a lot.
Appreciate you, Commander. All right. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, bud. Our boy Andre in Alexandria. Dre's usually a contrarian. Dre, how you feeling about the Von Miller signing?
Oh, I feel great. I got a funny story for y'all, for you and B-Miz. Hi to all of y'all. Jeff.
What's up, brother?
B-Miz, Landfield, JP. This is funny, B-Miz. I'm going to make sure y'all sit down so y'all don't fall, and I don't want you to sue me. So make sure B-Miz is sitting down on this one.
I'm
going to start it off. Man. I played ball with Todd at Temple University, so we're good friends. Todd Bowes.
All right.
I had some Philly friends call me 4:04 this morning. 4:04 this morning. Keep that in mind. Telling me they ain't thinking about us. Wow, Von Miller, y'all got an old has-been defense. Wagner old. Wise is old. Von Miller's old. We ain't worrying about y'all. And I say, well, why y'all calling me 4:04 in the morning? First of all, you should say good morning first. Or hi, Dre. Or hi, Biff. Yeah, the first name I heard was Von Miller. And y'all ain't worrying about us, and y'all ain't thinking about us. But it's 4:04 in the morning. You calling me without introducing yourself or saying hi, even though I knew who it was. Say, sorry for calling you at 4:04, and we ain't thinking about the Redskins. Oh, okay.
Hey, bro, they call you at 4:04 talking about this move. They worried like hell.
Thank you. You're a
damn. I also, why are you answering the phone at 4 in the morning?
When your phone rings at 4 o'clock in the morning, you better answer that damn phone. You don't know what's going on, Jay.
That's prime do not disturb time.
What if
I got my phone on do not disturb at 4 in the afternoon?
What if your wife and daughter's out of town and your phone rings at 4? You're not answering
sure.
it?
No, that's a different situation. Fair enough. Thanks for the call, Dre. Let's get one more in here. Coop is in Montgomery County. Coop, how you feel about Von Miller?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's happening?
I love it. I got a question for you. Do you think that this is a somewhat Band-Aid to hold us over until we can pull that guy from Dallas up here? And two, is it a money saver so we can throw it at Terry instead of spending big on somebody right now like a Trey Anderson?
Pull what guy from Dallas? You talking about Michael Parsons?
Uh-huh.
You think Jerry Jones letting Michael Parsons come in?
I think money talks.
Money talk. Yeah, they get first dibs, though. They get 2 years of franchise tag. Then they're going to break the bank with him. No, he's not coming here. This movie has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Honestly, I think we should stop with the Trey Hendrickson conversation. Like, I think he's going to stay in Cincy. But whatever. I appreciate the call, Coop. Thank you. Switching gears, we're going to open the phone lines back up later in the program. But I want to talk to Mark Seagraves. A lot of talk about what's going on with RFK Stadium. Seagraves is on top of this. I talked to him the other day in the newsroom. I think we got real positive momentum despite everything else you're going to hear. What matters is the money. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.